What's the supposed scandal between the Nova Scotia Shooter and the RCMP? And why does everyone hate Nickelback? Find out today on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, welcome to Meanwhile Canada. My name's Kyle Bowen. Most importantly, that dude Trevor Beggs, Posted Up Network. That's what you're listening to this on. How's it going, my brother? Trevor Beggs, take the floor.
And we're Meanwhile in Canada, back in the studio, recording on one of the longest days of the year. It's summertime. I'm wearing a shirt with a maple leaf on it today.
Okay, what are you saying? You said that a couple times. Is this the longest day of the year?
One of the longest days. Not the longest.
So we're going to see the sun till what, 10, 15?
Yeah, about 10, 10, 15.
Are you serious? Walk your duck. Hashtag walk your duck. Walk your dog.
It's a beautiful night in Van City in Vancouver, Canada. And here we are, man. Meanwhile in Canada. Again, I'm wearing the shirt with the Maple Leaf. It's not the red and white. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs logo, although it's his worst team ever. So maybe an anti-Canadian shirt. But honestly, I would say it's a pro-Canadian shirt because most people across Canada feel this way about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And I'm rocking an OVO sweater with some dog hair on it. So we're both taking shots at the East. We really are.
How are you taking a shot at the East? Can you explain to me?
Because it's what's OVO, this is Drake's label here. This is his merch, and I got dog hair on it. We're filming this, and you're wearing that shirt from the 6666, worst team ever.
Exactly, I know. It's a curse.
Take a shot. So. Hey, Trevor, don't apologize. West Coast bias. You said Vancouver. I'm going to say Surrey. I'm going to say Burnaby. I'm going to say Abbotsford. I'm going to say Hope. Yep. I'm going to say Williams Lake. True. I'm going to say Kootenay. That's BC, right? I fuck with that name, Kootenay.
Yeah, how about Nova Scotia, man? How about Dartmouth? How about Cape Breton? How about Peggy's Cove?
East Coast. Meanwhile, Canada. Coast to coast. That's true, but the West Coast, the best coast. But let's go to the East Coast. That McLean's article. Okay, so I read it, Trevor. Do you have it in front of you?
I do have it in front of me,
So I read it, and I'm dumb, because this is Meanwhile, Canada. I'm trying to learn about Canada. Trevor's trying to learn about Canada as well. A bit more every week. Did I say every week? Yes, I did. We learning a lot right now. And after I read this article, it just spooked me out because from my understanding, I'm seeing that there's a possible connection, maybe an assumption to be made that the RCMP had something to do, not with the events, but with the person, that dickhead who. Oh man, I can't even say it, man. Fuck, man. Disgusting, bro. The shooter in Nova Scotia. The fuck that dude. And that article. Can you explain, though?
Yeah, so going back to your original point, he was known with the RCMP before this case. Okay, the whole cop car was known about for quite some time by residents and RCMP. And he had cases of domestic dispute before this happened as well. So the RCMP knew him for a long time. But the story here is that Gabriel Wortman, before he did this horrific act, he was able to pull out $475,000 in cash, which is absurd. You know, I'm in the financial industry right now, and it's hard to pull out half a mil of cash, you know, especially for someone who has a mental illness history. And even if it's his money, but the link here that makes it even more problematic is because he was known at RCMP. The way he withdrew the money is consistent with how the RCMP funnels money to confidential informants and agents. So that's the big thing here. And this gets to a whole other level. And this comes from McLean's magazine, one of the most respected magazines in Canada.
Trevor, it's Canada, though. It's Canada, though, okay?
It is a jarring statement. We're talking about one of the worst mass shootings in Canadian history. Somehow this guy's linked to the RCMP. You know, no one wants to believe this is true, for sure.
Dude, my friends aren't talking about this. Now I'll say this, 27 years old, okay? My conversations with my friends, rightfully so, I guess, have changed. We're talking about the weather. We're talking about stretching. I think the language and the dialogue in my friend circles is changing, but they haven't mentioned this. This is big news, bro. This is spooky. Yeah, it is. This story is spooky. And again, we got to follow this. We got to follow this, bro. Because we're talking about Nova Scotia. You can't fucking do anyone wrong. Okay, we humans, one love. Don't do anyone wrong. Especially, don't do the people in Nova Scotia wrong, though.
Yeah, no, you're completely right.
That's Canada, baby.
Completely right. So Darren Campbell, he's the RCMP superintendent. He's come out to say that the RCMP had no special relationship with Gabriel Wortman. And he's basically denied any more interviews since then. So it's, who knows where to stand. So obviously the RCMP is saying that it didn't happen. There's allegations that say it might have happened, and it's hard to really know, because, but that is very tough for someone, I think, or it's not, it is sketchy for someone with that history with RCMP crimes on his file and someone with mental health problems as documented. That's a problem that he's able to withdraw almost $500,000. Well, you know, there's some shady shit going on.
Well, I wish I knew more about how that works, about the notion that you'd want to take out six digits, you know?
In cash.
This guy withdrew $475,000.
Dude, who does that? Like,
came in a gym bag.
You can't just go and withdraw $500,000 from your bank. They're saying in the article this came from CIBC Intra, which is, again, apparently a way that the RCMP funnel money to confidential agents. It's hard to just fucking...
I'm going
to
follow the story. You know, this is sounding like a Jim or James Patterson. James Patterson book. I was going to say Jim Patterson. That's the West Coast for you, right? That's the right guy. Meanwhile, Canada. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, two idiots learning about Canada every week. Yes, every week. It's what we do, man.
Well, it's the best part of Meanwhile in Canada. As you're listening along, I hope, and I'm pretty fucking damn sure that you're learning along with us. We're both all learning together. It's a journey, hosts and listeners.
Yo, 6,000 episodes. We signed a contract for 6,000 episodes, and it changed my life. I know it changed Trevor's life too.
Just forever, forever.
It's gonna be awesome. I mean, by the end of this, we may be the smartest people in Canada.
You know, I'm having a kid this year. But other than that, this is probably the most exciting contract. You know, the most exciting thing in my life right now is a 6,000 episode contract. It's fucking 100%. Awesome.
It's awesome. What's the name of this article, and where can people find it?
Yeah, so go to macleans.ca, and the article is called "The Nova Scotia Shooter Case Has Hallmarks of an Undercover Operation."
Written by who?
Paul Palango.
You're doing terrific.
Stephen Maher. Shannon Cormley.
Oh, sorry, shit, my bad. There's three people?
Yeah,
you gotta warn me next time, man.
Sorry. you're right. The other names, sorry, were Stephen Mayer and Shannon Cormley.
You're doing terrific.
You know why I'm saying that? Because I don't know much of anything, okay? This is a lot. This is just an article. This is a story. And those journalists are going out there and putting it on the line. You know what I'm saying? Someone goes out with this story, they know it. It may be their last. It's not true. You're going after the RCMP, and this is bizarre. This is spooky. But it is storytelling. It is journalism.
Yeah, you're completely right. And again, everyone across Canada should be following this investigation, because
everyone.
We're talking about a time across, not really Canada, but the United States, where everyone's saying defund the police. You know, police aren't doing their job. Yeah. They're killing us.
Come on.
And this is another... If this comes true, can you imagine with everything that's going on in the States and we have this fucking scandal break out with the RCMP somehow paying off one of the worst killers in Canadian history? It's a fucked up time in 2020, but this would be an absolute bombshell if it turns out to be true.
Damn it, Trevor. I thought this was Canada, man. Do I really want to learn more about this country?
In Canada, this is what's going on right
meanwhile
now in Canada. Canada.
I don't know. Yo, if we release this episode, the RCMP, man, they're tracking us down, getting taken out. We might get taken out.
You can't be worried about that.
No, I'm not fucking worried. It's the story. It's the people. It's the people. Yo, this book, me and Trevor, this is the last book that I got in, one of the last books I got in post-secondary school, The Elements of Journalism. Now, we're just some fucking podcasters, okay? Posted on Network. We ain't no Big J journals, okay? Let's be, actually, hey, wait, hold up. Hold up right here, man. Hold up. Trevor is a Big J journo. So when you read a story like this, like, what's going through your mind? For me, and I've taken a break from this stuff, not taking it seriously. Like, what is a journalist? You know, who what's the responsibility? And now I read this story and, okay, for me, I'm thinking of every single angle, and that's me saying, is this true? Is this false? This is fucked. This is bullshit. That's a story right there, though. That's a risk. Like, what do you have to say about the journalist that put that story out?
to be honest, good journalists these days, and I think they are hard to come by, they are the medium between, you know, what's going on behind the scenes and the public. And sometimes what's going on behind the scenes needs to be known. And in this article,
sometimes,
in this
don't case, you think all the time?
Oh, no, all sorry, yeah, does, yeah, all the time, for sure. It doesn't always happen. That's just not, never be a reality. But, you know, you look at an article like this and they are talking to the right people and drawing the connections. Now, it's not a concrete case. But I do think it's worth having that conversation if there's enough evidence, which when I read this article, I feel like there might be.
This is
a story. To warrant an investigation. Like, there doesn't seem to be a good answer from the RCMP when you read this article.
Dude, I read this.
All it is that they're just saying it didn't happen and then refusing to speak, which sounds sketchy as fuck.
Dude,
there are no answers to why this guy who had mental health problems and a criminal history can pull out $500,000 in cash. It makes no sense.
Man. Again, I don't know much, man. This is scaring me of banks, man. If I can't take out my own money whenever I fucking want. You know. I just never knew that. I thought you could get that much money. It would just take an appointment type of thing, you know? I need this much cash. But hey, what do I know? Meanwhile, Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, Posted Up Network. Don't know much, but we're learning more and more every day about Canada. Before we go on to French lessons, yes, French lessons on Meanwhile, Canada, I got a clip here to play. Talking about the word racist used in the House of Commons. Now, last week, Jagmeet, Jagmeet, again, don't know much about politics. We talking about this all the time. We learning more and more about this country. We're dumbasses. Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. That word was used in the House of Commons last week. He got kicked out. And with this video, I'm learning about why that word is banned from the House of Commons.
This comment is from a video I made about Jagmeet Singh calling Alain Therrien racist in the House of Commons and then being kicked out. I agree, he did the right thing. What I thought I'd show is a little bit of the history of why the word racist is not allowed in Parliament. The word racist was first codified as unparliamentary in the Manitoba Legislative Assembly when Oscar Laughlin, an Indigenous MLA, brought up the word racism to talk about the historical treatment of Indigenous people in Canada. How are you supposed to talk about racism if you can't call systems and people who perpetuate that oppression racist? And fun fact, while racist is seen as unparliamentary, the following words are not. In particular, I want to bring attention to some of the things that have been said to former Liberal MP Sheila Copps, like slut, quiet down baby, and you are one bitch. None of the people who said this to her were kicked out, so fuck the rules.
Whoa, okay, those last three things I did not expect to be said. I haven't heard of those stories before. I certainly believe it because it can be a shit show in the House of Commons, but When it goes to someone like calling someone a racist in the House of Commons, Jagmeet Singh was just trying to make a point. He's not just fucking calling names. He's trying to make a point. So honestly, man, and maybe this is just me being too against the system, but like, it just like fuck all those rules at this point, man. This is a different time. If someone's being racist, you got to call him out. And I think he had the right to do that in that situation.
First off, this is from Anu Bamomin, okay?
I feel like you butchered that name.
Of course, 100%. Dude, I know, 100%, of course. No one, come on. Anubhamomin on Instagram. Go watch it. Welcome to the House of Commons. Watch that video. I'll be honest. I knew it. I knew the House of Commons was entertaining. Okay, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks, a couple episodes. It's a spectacle. And a lot of pettiness.
It is.
A lot of pettiness. The fact that that's how laws happen in Canada is astonishing for someone that doesn't know anything about Canada. Now, what was said in this video, I'll be honest again. Those words, yo. I don't know shit. There's so much to learn. What's going on? It's a great time in the world. It's a sad time in the world. It's a great time in the world. It's so many things.
It's a necessary time for change.
Oh, man. It's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. Get well soon.
Get well soon, world. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
And honestly, man, this is a time where old rules like this, like you can't call someone a racist. Fuck a rule like that. If it's deserved, it's got to be said.
100%.
That's not just like a fucking blatant insult.
You know what I'm saying?
Those people are not needed. That's different. So anyways, man, the world is changing slowly and it's going to burn a bit before it gets there, unfortunately. That's the way I see it right now.
And that's just been the way for a long time. has it. I don't know. I don't know.
No, you're right, man.
It's just fact. So weird.
It's fact. Even in Canada, man. Even in good old Canada where people think all we do is live in our igloos.
Did I tell you...
What's up?
Sorry, man. Just cut you off completely there. My bad. So un-Canadian-like. Hey, I'm sorry. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Becks. Did I tell you how I learned a great lesson from the show about cupcakes?
I don't think so, no. Tell me about this.
This is not Canadian, though. So should we just save it for another...
Wait, no, you're already on it now. You gotta sure? tell it. Yeah,
I don't, do
it.
You know what? You know what? We're going to have to save it for a hockey show. Whenever we choose to talk about the Devils, remind me of the cupcake story, okay?
All right, sounds good, man.
And
right.
humanity may need it right now, but this is a show about Canada. I love Canada, and there's so many things going on. That first story that we talked about, it is remarkable. Sounds fake. This video right now from, I'm not going to say the name, A-N-U-B-H-A-M. O-M-I-N.
Instagram link in the episode. There you go.
It is what it is. It is what it is. It's Meanwhile Canada, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Let's move on. Let's get the show towards the finish line, okay?
We're having fun. I want to talk about some Nickelback, to be honest.
You want to talk
and
about...
And that's going to draw the ire of some listeners.
Add
or
sure, though,
they're
going
to or they're going to love dude. It. One or the other.
Don't be an asshole anymore, man. West Coast bias, bro. I'm tired of these people from our city talking shit about people from our city. If it's not completely warranted, okay? You better not talk shit about Nickelback, okay? But that will happen after French lessons. Yes, French lessons. Trevor is up 4-2-1.
5-3-1.
5-3-1?
Yeah.
I don't know how to count.
5-3-1.
This is the part of the show where, you know, we learn more about the other language. French. I give Trevor a sentence in French. He tries translating it in English, vice versa. Boom, bam. Whoever gets it right gets a point. First one to 100. Yes, 100 wins a trip courtesy of the other person's bank account, okay? Straight up, French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Sanson. French lesson.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You have a quote-unquote Quebec blood. What does that mean?
I have no fucking idea. It sounds like someone like making fun of the French accent, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry about that. Didn't mean to be a bummer. That's not very nice, is it?
If you're telling the truth, then it is what it is. Yeah, hey, man.
En français means in French.
Do people think mistakes aren't going to happen anytime in the world? Huh?
Yeah, fair enough, man.
Hey, let's move on. Do you have your sentence ready?
I do have my sentence ready.
Okay, go first.
You know what, man? It's in English, there's only three words, so let's see if you can get this. Soutenez les journaux locaux.
Say it again.
Soutenez. Les journaux locaux.
Elements of journalism.
Ooh.
What?
No. Not bad. It was support local newspapers.
Really? That's important? I don't know anything.
Well, yeah, support. It's. Oh, my God.
You're doing terrific.
No, you got to support your local papers, man. They're doing a good job.
Or
it's
local
it's a tough
blogs.
Industry out there. Or local blogs, for sure.
Or local.
Whoever's doing good work, just support them, honestly. But, like, no, local newspapers, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. That's all I'm saying. Because people, I think nowadays it's easy to go global and see what's going on around the world. But, you know, there's some crazy stuff. We live in fucking West Coast, man. Vancouver, Surrey, Canada. There's some crazy shit going on here.
Williams Lake. Yo, Trevor, can you say Williams Lake?
Williams Lake.
There you go.
Home of Indigenous Bloom. Free plug.
Hey, man.
One of BC's best dispensaries.
Oh, straight up, man. Straight up. But we can't be doing that because, we're a couple of smart buds. More on that later.
Okay, see how smart I am.
So
let's go.
I got that sentence wrong. Here's my sentence. I gave you a hint about 45 minutes ago, okay? Tous mes frères sont des hommes. I'll say it again. Tous mes frères, I think I'm saying that right, sont des hommes.
You're going to be a father soon?
No, man. All my brothers are made men. We listened to the song by the Migos, man, because you told me that you've been listening to Bad and Bougie. You're so lucky that you catch on to songs late. And I do the same with songs. If you go back in time and you find old tracks that are new to you, it's the best feeling ever. And the fact that you can appreciate Bad and Bougie here in 2020 for its brilliance is beautiful. The Migos have a song called Made Men. and you got it wrong. So we gotta go into a tiebreaker.
Yeah, no, we totally do.
Okay. Let's wheel it back. Tiebreaker.
I'm ready.
Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
You really think this man is speaking French?
You know what? The more I hear that, it's more like a guy gesturing, you know? He's like, oh, so.
Yeah, man. Like
he's gesturing. He's getting ready. He's getting ready for it.
He's
impressed.
He's saying things like, learn some French. I don't know. I hear that.
He's like, oh, this guy's speaking some nice French. I better get ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I am ready. So I'll tell you my phrase, my sentence. Connais-tu l'homme muffin?
Connais-tu
l'homme muffin?
Okay. Can I have a chocolate muffin?
You got the word muffin right. Do you know the muffin man?
Can I have a chocolate muffin?
Close enough.
Hey, I got one word right. And that's
yeah,
how
did.
We
did. One
that's,
word.
That's
one
how word. We determine the tiebreaker. So if Trevor gets more than one word right in this sentence, which he probably will, he pretty much has a stranglehold of this series. And
yo, we're going a long ways, man.
I know, and it's really about time that I pick up this dictionary.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. We'll
hey,
see
Drake's
how it goes.
Doing it. Drake, I heard a leak. He's speaking some French in a new song, but Trevor doesn't want to hear that. Okay, how about this one right here? Guess this.
Rush all the way.
Finance la police.
Defund the police.
Trevor wins. Aha. He had it ready. Trevor wins. You have a what now? 6-3-1 lead.
Yeah, 6-3-1.
Well, I guess why don't we just get rid of the one because it's first one to 100. I know we tied that one. 6-3 lead. Hey, man.
All right. Doesn't matter to me.
Did you enjoy the tie back in the day in the game of hockey?
Not
Canada's
really.
Game?
I never really enjoyed the
really,
tie.
Really? You need a winner in life?
Kind of, yeah.
Why can't both be equally satisfied in a debate, battle, a war?
Honestly, well, when it comes to sports, it's like, who the fuck cares? Entertainment.
You're
like,
so right. My
game.
Brother's right because it's sports. Because it's sports. It don't matter.
Yo, fuck the tie. Like, it's fucking sports. Like,
there you go.
People fucking rag on the shootout, and honestly, like, I prefer, like, continuous overtime, but I get it. Yo, just fucking who cares? It's exciting.
Sports, man.
Cares?
You do need a winner. Trevor, 6-3, lead. In French lessons on Meanwhile in Canada. Let's end off the episode with what's popping pop culture in Canada. We really don't know how to describe this segment, but I'm going to tell you what, okay? Two things. What's popping? It's taken from that Jack Harlow song for sure. Is Jack Harlow Canadian? No. But today a remix did come out with Tory Lanez, who is Canadian. There you go. Connection. Boom, boom. Connection. Number two, I already forgot. Let's just run the segment. What's poppin' on Meanwhile in Canada?
Oh, man. Meanwhile in Canada. Well, today, we have to talk about, because we've made it, I think, what, 10 episodes? 11 episodes now? No, this is the 10th episode today.
I think this may be the 12th.
Yeah. No, 6-3-1, so it must be the 10th.
Oh, it is the 10th.
There we go.
Congratulations.
See, it's a good way of counting. That's why we have to keep the tie.
Yeah, 100%.
No, in this game, we can't just, like, fucking speak French forever, you know? There's a point we have to stop. Hockey, Why? Who cares?
Why? No, the point of this this whole thing about learning about Canada and implementing that game show into our show is so that we can do a whole episode in French.
Okay, listeners.
So we can do both for Montreal. Okay. So we get to a stage in our careers where if this is really Meanwhile in Canada, we doing it for French, the French people, 100%. How beautiful would that be? It would be so difficult.
You know why we do the tie, though? It's because we're so Canadian that we don't care who wins.
Yeah,
we're just like, oh, I love you, man. It's all right. We can just tie it today. It's
fine.
Hey,
man.
It's
100%,
fine.
Man. It's one fine. Love, one love, one
well,
love.
Well, speaking of thing that a lot of people don't love is the band Nickelback, okay? The band Nickelback, again, we have to talk about this. 10 episodes in Meanwhile Canadian. Nickelback from the Lower Mainland, from the Fraser Valley, actually. Shout out to Abbotsford.
Yeah.
Crazy times, man. But Nickelback, you know, they rose from the post-Nirvana era of grunge, and they kind of had their own spin on rock, and then ended up being, like, too popular for some people, and they became one of the most hated bands in the world. Now, there was one comment I read, and it made me think a bit differently about Nickelback. I always thought people just hated them because Chad Kroeger's known to be a bit of an ass. I'll get into a bit of that later. And, you know, their music did go from rock to a little bit more poppy and sappy later in their career. But there was one comment from a journalist who said, in popular music, Nickelback is a culmination of the mass perversion of Kurt Cobain's music into bland accessibility. And I thought that was a very interesting sentence. I never really thought of Nickelback as ripping off Nirvana.
In the worst way
but
possible.
But to be honest, like, again, at that
well,
time...
Well, I think that's a bold statement. Again, Trevor, oh my
it is
God,
bold because
I'm Canadian. I just cut you off again. Go ahead, take the floor. Next time I do that, just slap me, bro.
No, social distancing, man. I'm not close enough to slap you.
Just say, excuse me, Kyle. Can you shut the fuck up?
No, I always want to hear
please,
what you have to say,
please,
so it's all
please,
good.
Please, please.
Whatever. Anyway, I'll finish up.
I'm trying to be a better Canadian, you know?
You know, everyone wanted to be like Nirvana at the time. They were like the fucking band of the 90s. So maybe it was part of the genre, man. Like, Nickelback did fit into the genre, and they did kind of drift from it. But I do think they had a high point where they were, you know, arguably, like they made great music. They were one of the best bands in Canada. Like, the late 90s when they had fucking Silver Side Up. We're like, never again, hey, and all those songs, man. Too bad.
Don't know that song.
Yeah, you know, there's some great songs on that album.
That's
and then,
all I heard.
And then the Long Road. Yeah, the songs had some emotion in it, fair enough.
Okay.
And I do thought they got a bit sappy later on, but and sold out. But to be honest, I never got on the whole, like, hate Nickelback bandwagon like everyone
okay,
else.
Okay, here's the thing, okay? Those comments about Nickelback probably being a poor man's Kurt Cobain, you know, it's a very loaded statement. And most importantly, if you're a fragment of what Kurt Cobain is, yes, still is, then yeah, you're gonna be a fucking phenomenon. That's how talented Kurt Cobain is. You could be just a bit of that. Take a bit of that talent, and you're gonna be rock stars. Nickelback, at the end of the day, okay. So we can talk all the shit we want. I don't know much about them. I don't know if they were running through some loopholes and we're just in it. With all the industry people, I'm sorry. But their numbers, come on, man. They were everywhere for a long period of time. And that song, Photograph, you know?
Photograph. Yeah, it's funny, man. Honestly,
it's a legendary song, man. Come on.
I don't mind it, but I do start to think like that album and that song is when they started to go downhill, in my opinion.
Just too poppy for you. So what's... Trevor, let's get to this, okay? So what's...
But
what's with people?
I don't hate it, but
what's with people who get disappointed in their favorite acts of entertainment becoming popular? Like, what's the fall in that? Why don't we let them get bigger?
I think there's a negative connotation with bands though who start off with this grungy rock style and they're rock and roll stars, you know, and then they switch to kind of being more poppy because that's what gets played on the radio.
No,
more.
Or is it because they were talking all that grungy shit because they were grinding. They were grinding, not getting any sleep, eating pizza every single night. And then they make it, and then they, you know, do whatever they have to do in life, fall in love, who knows. Get, you know, just have that money, buy themselves some financial freedom, get it all figured out. Maybe they're just happier. And then they're making that pop music because they're not feeling grungy. I don't know. Here's the thing, people. Another thing coming out of Kyle Bowen's mouth. West Coast, baby. West Coast. Meanwhile, Canada for the nation. Begsy Bowen, though, West Coast. I'm not here to talk shit about Nickelback, all right? They got Wayne Gretzky in a fucking song. Wayne Gretzky. Top three most dominant athlete of all time in his or her profession. Let's be real. Wayne fucking Gretzky. They got him in a music video. Hey, do as you please. Nickelback. Do these guys have any scandals? Okay, I haven't done no research. Have these guys fucked around? Holy man, Nickelback.
Well, you want to hear a good one, actually. So again, yeah. Chad Kroeger, he is known to be a bit of a dick. Tell me. He paid one of his roadies to fucking stick his dick in a fan.
What?
I mean, like, you can see guy like the whole drunk guy doing stupid shit, but like that's kind of fucked up. He also came out and called out
what?
He also came out and called Slipknot gimmicky, which, to be honest, if you're a rock and roll fan,
I would be scared
Nickelback
to call
someone gimmicky.
Look at this photograph, right?
Come on, you know, like the audacity of him to do that is pretty fucked up. He did that in 2017. He faced a bunch of backlash, and this one is going to make your eyes pop out of your head because there's a little connection to our hometown of Surrey, where Chad Kroeger was convicted of a DUI.
Ooh. Got the DUI.
Yeah, he was speeding in his Lamborghini through Surrey at 2 a.m.
Damn. That's a heat scene right there, man. He was attracting that attention. Crazy. Nickelback, yeah. What a story. Okay. You know what? whatever, man. Nickelback.
Also, fun fact, Chad Kruger's real name is Chad Turton.
Chad Turton. Yeah. Why did he put Kruger there, man?
Because probably Turton sounds like turd.
No.
You want to be called, yeah, true, you know? True. Fair enough. Kruger's got that, like...
You don't want that.
Kruger does have that edge. It is a nice last... It is a nice name.
Where is that
it's
from? Nice
name. I have no fucking idea.
Freddy Kruger.
I couldn't tell you.
Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Dude, talk about a scary movie, man.
You know,
that's a great character for a scary movie. You're talking about someone that will get you in your sleep.
Yo, amazing character, man. And honestly, I used to have... This is going to sound fucked up, but I used to have a sweater someone bought for me, and it looked like the Freddy Krueger sweater, you know? It would have that dark gray and burgundy stripes. And I used to wear it clubbing all the time. I thought it was, like, a nice-looking sweater, you know? Nice-looking sweater. It was, like, tight-fitting. Nice for the ladies. You know, wear that with some jeans and some nice shoes. Like, you're having a fucking good
going
night
going to a party sure. on a Friday yeah. night, right?
Yeah, I'm just rocking that tight sweater, man. It's all good.
Okay.
A V-neck. But, yeah, my buddy used to, like,
the
he's, like...
V-neck days, man. What's going on there? What's going on there?
You know, honestly, I don't mind the V-neck. I don't mind
the
V-neck.
Still rock it?
Yeah.
Sometimes, hey, do you, sometimes. Man? Do you?
Not always.
I was thinking of this, Trevor. You know, we've been podcasting for a long time. Thanks for listening to me on Canada, by the way. We towards the end of the episode. Maybe we haven't made it yet because we often agree with each other. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
There's no debate here sometimes. It don't happen. And I was thinking, you know, in some production notes, and I ripped this shit up right away. I mean, immediately after I wrote it down, I'm like, yo, should we kind of stage more debates because people like to listen to that? And I just fucking scratched that shit. Yo, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bound, who gives a fuck what we talk about? We're talking, we're learning more about Canada.
Hey, we're all learning about Canada together. And you know, once in a while we'll go off on each other. Like, I really don't like that Drake hoodie you're wearing.
Yeah,
I think it looks stupid.
You scared of owls
to be
or what?
Honest.
Stupid? Okay, yeah, go off.
Yeah, what's wrong with the owl? It looks like a 3-year-old drew like a little tiny owl in a sweater and like fucking make it bigger. Like, why is it like this little tiny thing in between your chest?
This dude cheers stupid. For a team that has a smiling whale.
It's not a smiling whale, it's a growling whale. An orca whale, thank you very much. They're known as killer whales.
Oh, man. Okay, you know what? An orca whale would absolutely demolish an owl. That's just a fact.
True.
Okay? Now, how about an orca whale versus a raptor?
Oh, I'm taking the orca whale for sure.
Of course, yeah.
Raptors are tiny.
Ooh. T-Rex, maybe? I ain't fucking with no raptor, man. Those motherfuckers, they quick, they savvy, they smart, deadly. And I think they have big balls. Yes, big balls.
You like those big raptor balls?
That's funny. My voice cracked when I said balls.
Your voice is too high pitched to crack like
You're
that.
You're doing
man.
Terrific.
Okay, let's get out of here. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Meanwhile, Canada every Thursday. We'll be back on Sunday, okay? Be right back until Sunday with Connect the Dots. The Music Man posted up playlists every Sunday. 22 songs. It's been happening for 215 straight weeks. And I will try my hardest to make sure it happens again for the 216th consecutive week. Yo, Trevor, do you ever listen to playlists? Or are you just one of those douchebag friends who, yeah, good playlist, man. Do you ever listen to it?
I do listen to it sometimes, yeah.
So what's your favorite song off of it? Like
since recently?
Yeah, recently.
I forget the name, but you fucking talked about the guy who was like, it was on the episode where you said you didn't like Post Malone anymore. And the guy
I didn't
who was
say
like,
that. I said I don't listen to him anymore.
You don't listen to him anymore. Yeah. But it was the guy who inspired that statement. What was that song?
Oh, man. I'm drawing a blank.
I remember the names. Dude, honestly, there's so many artists and so many names that like, you know, my memory doesn't even comprehend. So I just put it on listen.
Great selling point for the Posted Up playlist. It's okay, though. It is what it is. It is what it is. Trevor Beggs.
Honest podcast, honest person. You know,
there
that's what we say here at Posted Up Network.
There you go. Meanwhile, Canada, two idiots, two dumbasses, two people, two humans. Learning about Canada every Thursday.
You had that great Tim and Paula song last week, actually. What the fuck was that called? M something. Like, I didn't recognize the name.
Oh. Yeah, that Tame Impala song. I put another Tame Impala song this week as well called Mind Mischief.
Hmm. Yo, that's not the new album, right?
No, it isn't. It's off of Lonerism.
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Don't worry.
Yo, I actually haven't listened to Lonerism in full yet, believe it or not. I've listened to Inner Speaker and Currents a lot, but I haven't listened to Lonerism in full.
I've been saying this a lot on the network, and I know we've gone past the time, okay? We should have said bye a long time ago. But it's our mics, our buttons. It is what it is. Tame Impala, for the people, for any people, okay? Any person. Just walk to it. Let it take you, okay? Nature, baby. You talk highly about nature. I think this music just fucking works when you're outside. When you're outside. Straight up.
Great time, man. I'm glad they said that because in Canada, there's lots of good times to be outside. Just make sure you're being safe. Wash those damn hands. Wear that damn mask if you have to. And, you know, keep Canada great, man. Keep Canada great. Let's do it. Let's do it. Enjoy the country.
100%. Peace out. Peace out. Peace out. Black Lives Matter. Kyle Bowen. Trevor Banks posted up network. Meanwhile, in Canada.